It's a simple idea that taps into very old primal needs. Tell me a secret. But in the modern age, telling someone anything leaves a trail. Email can be subpoenaed, voicemail can be tapped. So Frank Warren has a way around that. Mail him a postcard and tell him a secret. As an added benefit, the postcards become art and the secrets can be collected, as they have in his latest series of books. This one's called A Lifetime of Secrets. Hello, Frank.
Good morning.
The Post Secret Project, people know your address. You give out your address and they mail you a postcard. And then you put them in a book.
That's right. It started
pretty simple.
It's very simple. It started about 3 years ago. I printed up hundreds of self-addressed postcards inviting strangers to write down a secret and decorate the card and mail it to me anonymously. And I stopped passing out the postcards long ago, but I think I tapped into something full of mystery that I didn't fully understand. And now the project has a life of its own. There are 4 Post Secret books. There's a website at postsecret.com that gets about 5 million visitors every month. And I still receive about 1,000 postcards every week in my home mailbox.
Aside from 3x5 pieces of paper, what do you get secrets mailed to you in on?
You know, if you can imagine it and it's mailable, I've probably received it with a secret on it. Last week I received a secret written on a banana and a sweet potato. Before that, they've come on each side of a Rubik's Cube, all scrambled. Naked Polaroid pictures, parking tickets, wedding invitations, funeral announcements, sonograms. Yeah, they keep coming in amazing forms.
Other than I pee in the shower, which is the number one secret you get,
yeah.
What are the ones you're pretty much sick of?
I don't really get sick of any of the secrets. I think I'm just kind of built that way, that for me there's this endless fascination about this, well, the hidden landscape that we all share and recognize, but we don't talk about. And so every day I get these beautiful 6-inch by 4-inch windows right into that hidden reality. But really, every time I open my mailbox and pull out these secrets, it takes me on this amazing journey, this story, kind of right into what everyday people are dealing with. The real stuff beneath the surface that really shows us how frail and heroic our everyday lives really are, but they often go unseen.
The one that I read on, maybe it's prominently featured on the website, was a woman who said, until I read this postcard, I never realized this was me. And it was something like, his temper is so scary, I don't have any of my own opinions anymore. And so this woman read this about someone she had never met and doesn't know what she looks like and said, oh my God, I'm in that situation. And she broke up with whoever she was dating at the time.
That's right. And the rest of that story is pretty fascinating too. I had that postcard displayed at an exhibit in Georgetown along with about 2,000 other postcards. The woman came in who'd had that connection, that experience, and she came over and talked to me. And she said her postcard was in the exhibit too. She had submitted a postcard not after that epiphany you talked about. And her postcard was made up of an insert from a picture frame, the kind you buy at Target or Walmart. And her secret was written on that insert. She wrote, I always wanted my life to end up like a picture frame insert. And she mailed that in. And she talked about that experience that you just described, how she saw her life reflected on a stranger's postcard and was able to leave an unhealthy relationship based upon that realization. And we talked more, and actually she's been running the Post Secret MySpace page for about 2 years now. So she's still connected to Post Secret.
Have you thought a lot or at all about the relationship between secret and rumor?
Not really.
Well, I've been thinking a lot about rumors because, you know, this election, there seems to be the persistence of rumors about candidates. And no matter how much the media tries to say, no, this isn't true about the candidates, people just love rumors. And I got to thinking about it as I was reading your book, and I just think that maybe it goes to the same place that secrets do. Like, you think that because someone's telling you a secret, it's maybe real. Why would someone lie about a secret? So rumors are kind of secretive, where no one really officially tells you, but they say, hey, did you hear that he was a Muslim? Or, hey, did you hear that he was brainwashed in Vietnam? And it seems it just has more authenticity, and it's hard to disabuse someone of something that's told in secret or rumor form.
Well, just thinking about it now, I feel as though the power of a rumor gets its strength from the secrets that we keep. And if we would talk about those feelings and beliefs that maybe the rumors are acting on at a deeper level, rumors wouldn't have the spreading power or the destructive power that they can have.
Do you think some secrets are good to keep?
I do. I think all of us probably keep too many secrets, and we could deepen those channels of intimacy with the people we care about if we shared them. But I think there are some secrets, you know, anybody who's married, you know, I've got feelings about my mother-in-law that I'll keep secret for the time being. Thank you very much.
Right. It's the secret. It's the post-secret project. It's not the post don't be polite project.
Yeah.
It's not the post fight with your wife at every opportunity project. Although that would be a good book too. Let's talk about just a couple of specific ones. One where the art drove it home for me was from the firefighter who said he was afraid. And it was written on, well, describe that one. Do you remember that one off the top of your head?
Yeah, I think it's a postcard that arrived on an American flag, a picture of an American flag. And within the stripes, the firefighter expressed his concern that there might be that moment where he wouldn't be able to live up to the courage that he would hope he had when he started that career.
And it was all written on the white stripes, which I thought was, you know, powerful, symbolic. What are some of the other ones that stick with you?
Oh, I got one secret that was delivered written on a bag of coffee. Somebody mailed me a one-pound bag of coffee, and they wrote, "For whatever reason, where I work, they don't keep inventory, so please enjoy 16 ounces of our finest dark roast." So just clever secrets are kind of fun.
You don't strike me as the kind of guy where I'm going to get a yes answer to this, but I want to ask, do you ever get postcards where you say, well, why would that be a secret? Or why are you, you know, what's the big deal about this? You don't seem that kind of judgmental guy. I would probably think like that.
Well, I think we started with IP in the shower.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think that might qualify as, right. Is that really a secret?
But the fact that to some people this is such a huge deal and to you it's not. Or you would think maybe to most people it's not a big deal.
Well, I think in some ways I've had to become the person who can do this every day.
Yeah.
Because when I pull those secrets out of my mailbox, I'll be laughing one moment and just feel a pain in my heart the next. And you never know when you're going to get that postcard that has the suicide note taped to it and says, when I wrote this note, I was at the lowest point in my life, but I've emerged from that. And there's nothing that feels so good as to mail a suicide note to a stranger knowing that you're never going to use it. I mean, it's just you have to have a certain respect for the project and be in a certain place to read those secrets every day.
What's your relationship like with your postman?
Kathy and I have a very good relationship. I asked Kathy once if she had a favorite secret that she delivered to my house, and she said she did. She said it was one that read, "I used to work at the post office, and we used to read everybody's postcards. Are you guys doing that?"
And obviously the answer is yes.
I think these secrets operate on many levels.
She couldn't read 1,000 a week, but do you tip her at Christmas time? Otherwise, you'd get a postcard that says, I deliver 1,000 postcards to some jerk, and he doesn't tip me.
Some of the best secrets actually involve this interaction with people and the postal carrier. Like, I got this one postcard that said, "Dear mail person, if you care and enjoy about reading the secrets that are mailed to Frank every day, tear off a couple of edges on this postcard." And I received that postcard with all the edges torn off. So there is a relationship there that's kind of special.
All right. Frank Warren's latest book is called A Lifetime of Secrets, and he conducts the Post Secret Project. And go to our website. Frank loves to give out his address. It's on the cover of the book, and you can mail him your secrets. Thanks a lot.
It's been a great pleasure. Thanks for having me on.